So let's discuss some troubleshooting that you may need to know if you run into problems with your device. First of all, remember that if you want to put your device to sleep temporarily, you can always just press your power button.
Right. Don't press and hold it. Just press it. And it'll put your device to sleep.
So you don't get any speech when you put your device to sleep. Your braille display changes, obviously, because nothing's on it until you wake it up. And then to wake it up, you do the same thing. You just press power again.
Standby. System ready.
It says system ready. It is at the desktop.
Because that is where we were when Chris pressed the power button to put you to sleep.
Not only that, but that's what it says on the braille display.
Desktop.
So yes, desktop.
Very cool. In terms of charging your device, this is a device that you will need to charge frequently because it does not have a powerful battery inside. So you want to make sure that you're able to charge this at least every day, I would think, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it depends on how much you use it. You can charge it every day. Currently, it is a micro USB connection.
Charging battery 51%.
The micro USB, what you want to make sure of, the little nibs, they stick up when you put the cable into the device. And depending on what screen reader you're using, you will hear, or you may hear.
Charging battery 49%.
So you may hear charging battery and then the battery level. And I think that's screen reader specific. Currently, we're running NVDA.
So you unplugged it at the beginning of us talking about this, and then you plugged it back up. And it said 49%. And I believe it says it on the display as well.
It probably does, but it's long gone.
Yeah, right now it's gone by now, but I'm pretty sure it says it on the display as well. So you just want to make sure you charge this regularly. I do not suggest charging this via a computer.
It'll never get charged.
It'll never get charged. Use a wall wart, please. If you have a problem where you use speech and your device is not speaking, make sure your volume is up. And remember, your volume buttons are below your power button. So check that as a first thing. If that doesn't work, put in some headphones, see if you can get actual speech, and then maybe find out if you've accidentally muted your speech.
To mute and unmute your device, you would press V with 9 and 0. That will mute and unmute your device.
Here's a rather obvious little tip, but it's good to remind you guys. If you're using this braille display regularly, keep your hands clean, particularly with that keyboard. It's embedded. You do not want to get gunk all over your keyboard or all over that braille display. If, by chance, you do get something on it, use a clean cloth and just gently wipe it off. Do not use any substances, any chemicals, anything like that. Don't soak it. Don't do anything like that because you will destroy it. Just make sure that you are careful and use common sense around this device.
Use a non-abrasive cloth, too, because you don't want to scratch the screen.
Absolutely. Microfiber is good for this.
Mm-hmm.
When you are plugging in anything, whatever it is, USB, micro, 3.5 millimeter headphone, anything, be careful with those cables. Be careful when you are plugging and unplugging anything because you could damage the port. Do not go cramming things into this device. Be gentle and just make sure that you don't inadvertently damage your ports.
Also, be careful when you are using cables with this device, like the power cable. Make sure it is out of reach. If you have to get up, for example, to go do something else, and your cable might be strung across your side or something, you want to make sure that it's not, because this device will probably only fall once.
Yes, and it will either fall on its port or on its face. That won't be good.
If you're connecting to devices via Wi-Fi or Bluetooth or internet, and your internet's not working, make sure that your Wi-Fi is turned on. Your Bluetooth is turned on if you're using that. So just keep that kind of stuff in mind as well.
Let's talk about the do's and don'ts of updating this device.
Currently, do not upgrade your screen reader.
Do not.
Inside Vision has this update procedure that they currently go through, and they suggest not to upgrade your screen reader. Because the screen reader and the inside one are highly, highly, highly configured. And if something gets messed up during a screen reader upgrade, you no longer have a device that you could use. In that instance, you may have to contact Inside Vision for assistance or use Narrator with a physical keyboard. So there's a lot that could potentially go wrong if you decide that you want to upgrade your screen reader. So do not upgrade your screen reader. If possible, also, we're talking about upgrades, try not to upgrade your Windows to a bigger build or one of those semi-annual builds, because that may do something with the inside one's core processes as well. Sometimes it doesn't like those core processes because it doesn't understand them. So it might turn them off. And then you have, again, lost the ability to use your device. The monthly security updates are fine. Those you should be able to get away with upgrading. So definitely keep those up to date. Your programs themselves, your Zoom, your internet browser, your Thunderbird, Firefox, whatever you're deciding to utilize on your machine that's not a Windows or your screen reader, you should be safe to upgrade.
This is one reason why TeamViewer is actually on your device, so that you can connect with InsideVision in order to perform updates. So let's show you very quickly what you do to connect in TeamViewer.
So what you do is you go to your desktop and you hit T.
Desktop list. Control not selected 1 of 15. T. This PC 3 of 15. T. TeamViewer 13 of 15.
So there's TeamViewer, and if I press enter on TeamViewer, it will open. Press enter.
This can sometimes take a minute to open too, so just be aware.
TeamViewer dialog ready to connect. Secure connection. Unattended access. Allow remote control your ID.
So I just silenced the speech because it was about to rattle off my ID, and people don't need to know that. But what it is, it's a TeamViewer ID that you're going to give to InsideVision, and each machine has its own ID that does not change. The password will change, however. I think the password changes frequently. I think it even changes each time you restart the machine. That I'm not 100% sure of. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to shift tab.
Connect button. Connection button. Connect button.
Shift tab again.
Remote control radio button checked. Partner ID combo box.
The good news is this stuff you don't really have to worry about. We're just showing you that it's here.
Right.
Grant easy access checkbox. Start TeamViewer with Windows checkbox not checked. Password edit read.
And I'm going to shift tab one more time to.
Your ID edit read only.
Your ID. And it's read-only edit. And to read it, it's on the Braille display, or you can arrow through it and it will give you your ID. And then you tab one more time. So I was shift-tabbing until this point. Now I'm going to tab.
Password edit read-only.
And your password will be 6 characters.
Right. And it will be both characters, ABC, and numbers, 123. So my password is ABC123. And that's what I would give to the InsideVision representative.
So you're going to have, generally speaking, a combination of letters and numbers.
Yes.
And again, to read, you can either read on the Braille display or via speech using your arrow keys. For any additional troubleshooting assistance, please contact InsideVision, either in France or in the U.S., depending on where you have purchased your Inside One, and you can receive further support.